Ksuvos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksuvos Bavli, Daf Hey, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, right in the middle of the page on the 17th line, with the words Rabbi Yona b'shem Rabbi Krispa. Rabbi Yona b'shem Rabbi Krispa, b'geres k'chavis p'suchahi. Rabbi Yona, quoting Rabbi Krispa, said that a b'geres, a girl who is over 12 and a half, is like an open bowel, means even if she is a b'sula, her opening is open like a b'ula. Alternatively, sometimes she has no blood, it's like open bowels are sometimes empty. Hadad ad omel, shalil hasidim exibasa abalakaima, eno ashai, mishim sofik seta. The Gemara says, she doesn't lose her ksuba money, but he may not keep her because it's still a sofik, but maybe she was adulterous. Vasir kehai dam debichanina omel, mas bisha achas shalil nimsu, la basulim, uba masalif ne rebi, amala, chain hain. This is like Rechanina, who said that a case occurred with a woman that she was not found to have basulim. The case came in front of Rebbe, and he said, "Where are your basulim?" Amalei ma'aloisav shal beis abba hayu gvoyim v'noshu ve'amina Rebbe. She told him, "The steps of my father's house were tall, and since I needed to spread my legs, they came out." And Rebbe believed her. Hadatema shelasida mikzubasa avalakaima in roshay mishum safik seita. And we can learn from here that she doesn't lose her ksuba, but he may not keep her due to a possible adultery. Vaskei de tanina tamon basula almana gusha v'chalutza mina irusin sibasan masayim v'yesh lehem tanas basulim basula almana gusha chalutza mina nesuim sibasan mana v'ein lehem tanas basulim. It's like the Mishnah taught there, a basula who is a widow, divorcee, or a chalutza from irusin, from mere betrothal, her ksuba is 200 and she has tanas basulim. A basula who is a widow, divorcee, or chalutza from Nisuin, which is after chuppah, then her ksuba is 100 and she has no tanis basulim. Hadadad omar b'ksubas mana masayim avalakayma in roshay mishim safik seita. And this is regarding the ksuba of 100 or 200, he may not keep her due to a safik of that she was adulterous. Asikei dat detanin and taman ha'ichal etzer chamif v'yehuda shilei be'idim ena yachalit oin tanis basulim b'fnei shehu misyachid ima. It's like the Mishnah that taught that one who eats at his father-in-law's house during Eosin, and he was secluded with a Kala, without witnesses, he cannot make Tamas Basulim because he was secluded with her. And this is regarding the Ksuba 100 or 200, but he may not keep her due to a suffix of adultery.
It's
like the Mishnah that taught there, one who marries a woman and didn't find a basulim, she says that after he was makadosh her, then she was raped and his field means he was ruined, and he says, no, rather you had relations before I was makadosh you and my kedushin was mistaken. And she's believed regarding the ksuba of 100 or 200 behemoth may not keep her due to the suffix of soita of adultery. It's like the Mishnah that taught there that she says I'm a mukas eid, which means it was an accident that made me lose the basulim, and he says, no, you had relations with a man. She's believed regarding the ksuba of 100 or 200, he may not keep her due to suffix of adultery. All of these are learned from what Rehila taught in the name of Rabbi Elazar. If he found the opening open, it's forbidden to keep her because he is a suffix seita. On that to do Rabbi Elazar, by Geras Emasahi Nises, Basula Mina Nisuin, Emasahi Nises, Book of Eights, Kubi Meya, Emasahi Nises. They were asked now, according to Rabbi Elazar, when which day of the week does a Bageras marry? Her Ksuba is 200, but there's no time for Basulim. A Basula from Nisuin, when does she marry? And Mukas Eitz, that she came to an injury, and therefore she didn't have Basulim, according to Meir, who says that her Ksuba is 200, when does she marry? The Gemara answers, we learn from the following Mishnah, if they argue about whether or not she was a Basula when he married her, if their witness says that she went out with a veil that was customary only for Basulais, and we can infer it doesn't mention that she was married on a Wednesday. This teaches that being married on Wednesday is not a proof of anything. where Beis Din meet every day, a Basila may marry on any day, a widow may marry on Wednesday if she wishes. This shows that we don't say that Chacham didn't distinguish women without Tanus Basilim may marry on any day. V'almona b'yim ha-chamishi, shim oime at loy, be'echad mikol yomoyis ha-shabbos, afu mashkem v'yitz l'melachtai. A widow marries on a Thursday, because if you say any other day of the week, the next morning, the husband will rise promptly and go to his work. V'tirchad oime, loy b'chamishi v'shabbos, afu sameyach ima, chamishi, shishi, ushvi. Since you tell him to marry on a Thursday, he will rejoice with her on Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos.